The Senate decision was overwhelming and bipartisan, 44 to 20 to reject Min as Commerce Commissioner and 41 to 23 to oust him as Public Service Commissioner. DFL Senator Steve Novak of New Brighton, one of Min's harshest critics, says Governor Ventura's merger of the two departments bypassed the legislature, and Min lied about the merger to senators. He also accused Min of ethical lapses by asking two top utility executives to contact the Senate Majority Leader about the merger. Novak says these reasons justify voting no on Min's confirmation.
So unless the Minnesota Senate wants to adopt a process that says the only time we're going to turn somebody down when a governor brings us an appointment is if they admit in advance that they committed a felony, we might as well forget about the Senate confirmation process. This is a matter of trust. It's a matter of character. It's a matter of the Minnesota Senate doing its job.
Senators who voted to keep Min on the job cited his qualifications to run the merged agency and his expertise in telecommunications reform and other commerce policies. Governor Ventura says Min's dismissal will set back telecommunications reform, and he reacted angrily to the decision, charging senators with playing politics.
And what they showed me clearly is that qualifications don't matter, kissing their butt does.
Ventura says Min's brutal confirmation experience will make it tougher to recruit talented commissioners from the private sector. Min agreed.
This is a wake-up call that if you're going to be a type A personality, if you're going to be aggressive about where you want to make a change in government, if you have a governor who's supporting you, but yet you're going to step on toes by being a member of the governor's team, think twice before you get in the public service. Because
Min plans to return to the private sector, but hasn't ruled out working for the Ventura administration in another capacity after the session ends. Min and the governor say they're glad the Senate took a public vote on the confirmation so that members can be held accountable for their actions. DFL Senator John Hottinger of Mankato says senators voted their conscience and were not told how to vote.
I've also seen discussion in the press that this was some negotiating ploy. And I even saw a quote in one story, we should vote on the floor, not have this done in the back room of a conference committee. Well, colleagues, I'm not quite sure how we get this to a conference committee. But I don't think, and I have never heard from any member of this body, that we should use Mr. Min's confirmation vote as a negotiation on anything.
Although the Min decision may not be a negotiating tool for the session, it has clearly harmed relations between the governor and the Senate, at least in the short term. Ventura says senators are simply mad that he made an executive decision to merge two departments after they'd gone home. And he took a parting jab at DFL Senate Majority Leader Roger Moe.
On my merger, should I have called a special session? Should I have left the department blank of a commissioner till they came back, so that I could walk over and ask permission? Excuse me, that says Jesse Ventura, governor. It doesn't say Roger Moe, governor. If I recall, he finished third.
Moe appears equally angry with what he sees as the Ventura administration's unwillingness to try to find a way out of a messy Min vote. Governor Ventura has used his radio show and JesseNet email list of supporters to try to get Minnesotans outraged about Min's confirmation process, but most senators say they haven't heard much from the public. The Senate may be betting that despite the governor's popularity, his choice of Commerce Commissioner is not something most people care about. At the Capitol, I'm Laura McCullum, Minnesota Public Radio.